Environmental Protection Agency Chief Lee Zeldin is looking to cut over half of the current EPA budget. His budget proposal would take the $9.1 billion budget down to 4.2, including the elimination of categorical grants to states. His reasoning is that taxpayers do not benefit from the grants in their states. During the hearing of the House Appropriations Committee, Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pengree of Maine said that states carry out 90% of environmental programs in the nation. Thus, taxpayers do indeed benefit greatly. She said that the reason states need this funding to begin with is that this work was allocated to the states because the EPA was unable to keep up with the work. Zeldin doubled down on stripping the funding, saying it should be the state's responsibility. Pengree said that the plans to put the responsibility back on states is troubling.
I see a deeply troubling shift to the states in this federal budget that we're looking at. Having sat through last night's SNAP cut hearing and talking about Medicaid cuts, much of which will be returned to the states, I know that's a bigger question than just you and your agency, but I think for all of us as appropriators, we're going to see a big shift of costs back to the states.
During a Senate Appropriations Committee meeting Wednesday, Chair of the Environmental Subcommittee, Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski, also pushed back on the cuts to categorical grants. Murkowski said that there have already been grant freezes that aren't related to the budget, and they are already sparking confusion and panic. She said that this is a bipartisan issue and that the grants being cut indiscriminately is hurting communities.
One example is the community change grants. In my state, we've received $150 million from this program. It's communities like the little village of Kipnook. It's the native village of Kotzebue. Took a lot of work to get to the place where they were able to secure the funding. And they've had their grants canceled by the agency without any explanation. And so this is where some of the anxiety comes, is just not knowing why.
Repeatedly during the House and Senate hearings, the issue of PFAS chemicals was brought up. PFAS chemicals are manufactured chemicals used in consumer products since the 1940s, originally under the name Teflon. Zeldin announced that the EPA would roll back rules regulating these chemicals in drinking water. When asked about the rollback, he seemed to backtrack, saying that the rule would not change, before saying that there needs to be more studies to change the rule.
There was a procedural error with regards to how the agency had set the drinking water standard as it relates to four of the chemicals, which you referenced. They combined the preliminary regulatory determination with the proposed rule, which means that the EPA skipped a traditional step in the rulemaking process by issuing the proposed drinking water standard at the same time that it proposed the formal decision to regulate PFAS, rather than doing those steps separately.
These funding changes are part of a larger budget request for the 2026 fiscal year. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.